Call the meeting to order. Happy 4th of July. I want to welcome our newest commissioner to be, Ms. Holly Wingett, sitting out here up front. Wave to everybody, Holly, so the people on the web can see you. Welcome aboard. Our first item of business is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, any changes to the agenda?
There are actually two changes to the agenda. You can remove approval of minutes for June 14th, and you can remove old business item Majestic Meadows, formerly known as River Rock Glen, 2017-3. And those are the changes I have.
Make a motion to accept the agenda as amended.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our first item of old business is conditional use 2130, the Evergreens Company, LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR, a medium residential district for multifamily dwellings, 20 townhomes, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.3817 acres, more or less. The property is lying at the northeast corner of Cedar Neck Road and Fred Hudson Road, and on the northeast side of Cedar Neck Road, approximately 255 feet north of Fred Hudson Road. The 911 address is 30733 Cedar Neck Road, Ocean View. The tax parcels are District 134, Map 13, Parcel 72 and 72.01.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use 2130 for the Evergreen Companies, LLC, for multifamily dwellings in an MR medium density residential district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks approval of 20 townhome structures on 2.3871 acres for a proposed density of approximately 8.4 units per acre. Two, the property is at the intersection of Fred Hudson Road and Cedar Neck Road, which is one of the busiest intersections in the area. The property is also bounded by single-family homes in the clubhouse and pool area of an adjacent single-family residential development. Three, multiple parties appeared in opposition to this project, including residents of the adjacent Bethany Lakes development. That property, like this one, has an MR zoning, but it was developed at a much lower density on larger single-family lots. The opposition included concerns about the density, increased traffic at this heavily traveled intersection, and other factors. Four, I am concerned about the proposed density on this small of a property. It appears that this is the maximum density that will fit on the property, taking into account the dimensional and minimum parking requirements. Five, the applicant has cited the densities of the nearby developments for comparison and similarity to this development. However, many of those developments are zoned C1, which permits density by right up to 12 units per acre. In the case of Sunset Harbor, the density that was long ago established with a manufactured home park that previously existed on the site. Here, unlike the C1 zone properties in the area, this parcel is zoned MR, which only permits by right base density of 4 units per acre. Six, the site is in the environmentally sensitive developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Although our plan states that multifamily structures are appropriate in this area, it also states that the density should primarily remain between 2 and 4 units per acre. In some cases, it may be appropriate to increase the density, especially on larger tracts that can accommodate the density, but not here on a very small tract of land at a prominent intersection. Seven, I'm also concerned about the maximizing the number of townhomes on this property. There is little room for overflow parking, and there is very little separation between this property and the single-family development adjacent to it. Eight, Section 115-218 of the zoning code allows the county to require a 20-foot forested buffer around the multifamily development when appropriate. Given the location and surroundings of this property, it is appropriate to require a 20-foot vegetative buffer around the entire perimeter of the project. Nine, with the buffer requirement and based on my concerns about the overall density of the project and the proposed site plan, the number of units permitted as part of this project shall be reduced to 16. That will allow for the insulation of the required buffer, and it will allow for additional parking within the site. 10, the development shall be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. 11, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of townhomes or townhouse units shall be 16. B, as provided in section 115-218 of the zoning code, there shall be a forested and landscape buffer installed around the entire perimeter of the project in compliance with section 99-5 of the county code. C, all entrances, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements shall be completed by the developer in accordance with all DLDOT requirements. D, the project shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. The developer shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements, including any off-site upgrades necessary to provide service to the project. E, the project shall be served by Central Water to provide drinking water and fire protection. F, interior street design shall meet or exceed the county or meet or exceed the Sussex County street design requirements. And G, all construction and site work on the property, including deliveries of material to or from the property, shall only occur between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. H, no other outdoor construction activities shall occur at the site except between the hours of 7:30 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall be no construction activities at the site on Sundays. I, street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the county mapping and addressing departments. J, the applicant shall form a condominium association responsible for the perpetual maintenance, repair, and replacement of the roads, buffers, and landscaping, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sediment control facilities, and all other common areas. K, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and it shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. L, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. M, as stated by the applicant, there should be a swimming pool and pool house installed on the premises. The swimming pool shall be at least 15 feet by 35 feet in size. And N, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. And that is my motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend approval of conditional use number 2130, the Evergreens Companies, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. It's now time, ladies and gentlemen, for our public hearings. And our counselor to my left and your right will read to you the guidelines on how we conduct our meetings and how we require you to conduct yourselves. Mr. Robertson.
Thank you, Chairman Ross. As the chairman stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. We also ask that you don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. If you do have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson, an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In these proceedings, Sussex County and zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Also, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will determine whether the question needs to be directed to the appropriate person. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Our first